95.9 The Hog, everything that rocks. It's Greg Bonham here. I am on the line with Freddie and Tristan of the band Magnolia Park. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
Pretty good.
I know you all are on the tour right now. How's it going?
It's going incredible. Most of the tour is sold out, and we never played these places before, like headlining. I think we played like Milwaukee soon. I can't wait to like check it out. Gonna be sick.
Yeah, speaking of sold out, your show here in the Tri-Cities over at Capone's sold out months ago. How does that feel for a band, especially the young band like yourself, to really see all these sold out shows months in advance?
I think we're just really grateful because when we started the band, like, we were just playing to like my mom and dad. So to see all this like support now, it feels incredible, and we truly feel like just lucky to be doing this.
Yeah, I know you said with the mom and dad, you also did a lot through social media like TikTok. How does that work in terms of just getting all of that love support through TikTok? Then you get picked up on other radio stations, and then you get all that explosiveness. I'll use that word.
I mean, it was definitely not expected. Like, it was more like, so TikTok just started. It was like more like COVID started. TikTok started bubbling. We were like, this is weird. There's this new app coming out called TikTok for people making these short form videos. And we have two videographers and photographers in our band, Joe and Josh. But then we were able to pump out like some more professional looking content, which was a little more rare at the conception of TikTok. Most people were just doing stuff off their phones and being funny. So we had a little bit of an edge there. And then Tristan posted a video of like, they want to try to blow up my band. And it just started catching. And that was like our first little like burst of coming into the scene and kind of the success that propelled us into where we are currently.
I love it. Your band, your sound, your vibe is so unique. You blend so many different genres from the pop punk, emo, hip hop, metalcore, all of that. How do you stay just like cohesive with all those genres mixed together and keep your brand identity the same?
I think at the end of the day, we have our own sound. And I think Josh's voice is like so unique. He doesn't sound like anybody else, and he has his own like tone. So I think whatever we bring to the table song-wise or lyric-wise, I think that's what makes it us, a combination of all like five of us and our flavors and tones, the guitar sound, the way we approach a song, it just sounds like Magnolia Park.
I love to hear it. And you're right. It's such a unique sound. It's such a unique vibe. Moving on with the latest album, Vamp, I know that it's kind of more of a concept album, which is a little bit different than the debut album, Baku's Revenge. What was that like in the studio, and how is it different from recording just a generic album kind of like Baku's Revenge, going to the concept album, the themes and all the storyline that's involved with making something like that?
Tristan came up with the idea of doing the concept because we're all like really inspired by Gorillaz, Kendrick Lamar, and they're like, in our opinion, kind of the masters of making concept albums while making great songs. So Tristan came up with this idea of doing a concept album with vampires, and he had like a rough outline of what the story was going to be, like the lore. And then we took that and started making like the rock music. And then what makes us a little different, I think, when it comes to concept albums is we go songs first, because sometimes bands will do like concept albums and I think they're just a little too heady. It's hard to relate to maybe to the songs on a wider scale because they're so specific. So we'll do the songs first and make sure that they're high quality songs. And then later on in the post-production and during the writing process, we'll start filling out the real story, adding in all the details. And then they're like, oh, it'll be cool if we put a little Easter egg in here, like Omen, that has a little Easter egg in it from the story. And like same with Call, like Call was like, oh, we have this theme in our story where they're standing up to Obsidian, who's the like main bad guy. But it's also blended in with a little bit of real life based on our current political state. And that's how we go about concept albums.
I love to hear it. Do you see yourself expanding that concept anymore into comics or more detailed music videos? Because I love your music videos kind of have that retro PlayStation 2 element. Do you see yourself expanding more of this, or is it going to be kind of a one and done thing?
No, we're expanding it for sure. I mean, we would like to do like a video game or an anime. Anime is like the main goal. Like if we get like a Netflix special or something, that would be like peak. That would be the most ideal situation for us.
Oh, if that happens, I'm going to be signing up for it day one. I absolutely love the concept. I love the album with that one. With the same concept of music, I can't be remiss to talk about your cover, your pop punk remake of Eye to Eye, which is from a Goofy movie. How did this approach happen? Did Disney get up to you, or did you come up with someone from the pop punk atmosphere, or did you approach Disney with it?
No, Disney actually reached out to us, and they gave us a list of songs, and Josh is the one who brought up Eye to Eye, and we were all down. Yeah, it was insane, because basically at the same time we were making it, they asked us to do a music video, and then as well they asked us to do a bunch of content and stuff, so we were like halfway done through the song and like doing the video for it. So yeah, Disney's just like a different beast on its own.
I love it. The music video is really sick too, actually. It's definitely got that Disney pop punk atmosphere vibe to it.
Yeah, and I think it's like, me personally, I think we crushed that cover. And yeah, I just like, it's so fun to play live, because like people literally, we have like kids come to our show just to hear that song, and it's pretty sick.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that live. In terms of like the live aspect, is that one song that you think everyone's going to go crazy over, especially if they never heard it before? Or is there another song that you think is the like creme de la creme of, this is the song I want everyone to hear live?
Well, I guess specifically Shallow, like when we play that, it feels like the room explodes. Like everyone's like singing every word so loud. They just go crazy. I've never seen that. So Shallow is definitely the one I personally love to play live.
That is beautiful as well. Kind of on the tour, and I ask this to a lot of the other bands that I interview, you're on the bus all the time. You're going from city to city. How do you stay connected to not just yourself as a band, as a personal individual, but to the community as well?
Yeah, certainly what ties in the community is this new idea. Like what made it all change, and I think made our fan base real tight-knit, but the concept of the vampires, because there's an even broader idea behind the vampires. So it's another idea Tristan kind of came up with. He was just like, what if we do this thing and we call it the vampires, and we try to do that community outreach. So we put together this one event. We haven't done too many yet. We're trying to do more. It's just hard to make the time, and we organize them ourselves. Actually, like the first one we did was it was a drive for this nature habitat that took care of animals. So I was running around everywhere looking for, I was like going to every church in my area, asking them, hey, can I rent a room here? Hey, can I rent a room here? Finally, I found a room we can rent. And then we told everyone to meet there, and we had boxes of stuff. People were bringing all kinds of things, and we got to hang out. We did karaoke. And then someone from the nature habitat brought in an animal, talked about the animals. It was really sick. And I think people are really resonating with that.
That is awesome. I love the connection, and I love the fact that you just love the animals so much. You don't hear that a lot from the different musicians and the different people around the area.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're trying to do something a little bigger than just music at the end of the day. Currently, on our current tour, we're doing something with this company called Propeller, who is, it's a company that teams up with charities. So right now we're doing a charity with, or it's not a charity, it's an organization called NDLON, which is an organization that kind of helps teach immigrant workers, like day workers, like people who would be usually targeted by immigration or ICE, kind of teach them about their rights, help them with litigation so they don't get like wrongfully prosecuted. Yeah, we're doing this thing with them, and then people donate, and then the winner gets signed set list. So we do what we can where we can.
I absolutely love hearing that. That is something that is astonishing and makes me want to support you guys even more than I already do.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. I do know you also have played with a lot of other bands, Mayday Parade, TX2, Pretty Wild, Arrows in Action on one of the later songs. Who would be your list of bands that you would love to collaborate with in the future?
I mean, it's a long list. Like personal favorites, like it'd be crazy to do something with Charlie XCX or something with 100X or Polyphia, but like for the band, like realistically, Bring Me to Horizon, a Deftones collab would go crazy. Someone brought up Guar, which I thought might be actually insane, because if our lores collided, that'd be a really big moment, I feel like.
The performance live would be something that's definitely memorable, knowing Guar.
Yeah.
All right, in terms of the future, I got one final question. What's a project or just a musical form you haven't explored that you necessarily want to? I know you said that you had the Netflix passion with Vamp. Would you want to go down that road? Would you look at a stage performance, kind of like what Green Day did with American Idiot, or anything else along those lines?
Well, I mean, so many things, like the Travis Scott roller coaster, have Joe on a giant roller coaster on the drums, would go insane. I don't know if Studio Ghibli still makes stuff at Ghibli, but if they did anything still, that would be also a dream.
Well, that is, I absolutely love to hear it. As a drummer myself, I'm scared to be on one of those type of things that just spins round and round. I feel like I would vomit middle through a drum solo or something.
Yeah, Travis Parker on the Blink tour, even our drummer Joe, we saw him and he was getting lifted up, spinning around and shit. It was going crazy. And yeah, we were like, we got to get you on that, bro.
Well, Freddie, Tristan, thank you so, so very much for taking time out of your day to talk with me and talk to all of our listeners here on The Hog.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all. Look forward to that show.